love the Faye Jazz.
New song.
Welcome to Last Call 24, everyone. Joined by Chris, Mike, Hartley, and Maggie. Yeah, here to discuss the first episode into the Feywild.
New song, new year, new chapter.
New characters.
New setup.
Yeah, so we are actually filming our sessions from now on.
We're trying it.
And we're going to be using this mainly for Reel and TikTok snippets that we can share out into the world.
Our best bits.
We hear people like to see our faces. I don't understand it, but it makes sense.
The algorithm. We need to feed the algorithm. It's all we know.
We must feed the algorithm.
Maybe the demon.
The demon
is the algorithm.
Give me your best clips.
Honestly, that's how I look at Instagram and TikTok. Every time I'm like, fuck, I'm giving in. Let's go.
Anyway.
So I think first and foremost, we should discuss, you guys are playing new characters right now.
Oh my God.
Yes, we are. That was interesting. Tough. Scary,
for sure.
So weird.
Honestly, the scariest part was I forgot that every time you're doing a new D&D like intro, the first thing that's asked is, what do you look like and who are you?
Yeah.
Forgot that was coming my way. Yeah. And I was like, oh, what do I look like?
Yeah, I actually had like a bunch of descriptions written about like, oh yeah, she's got like little glowing eyes and like has like a little green suit with like little like embellishment, all this shit. None of it. Just pink hair and is drinking with Beatles. It's still fine. Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm a fairy ranger.
Yeah.
You are a gnome.
I'm a gnome. I'm a rogue.
Yeah.
Rogue gnome.
Arcane trickster.
Rogue gnome.
I'm a sneaky magic man.
Yeah.
And named
Pickle.
When you said crude drawing of a pickle, like that you put on your hat, I was just like, so it's a penis.
It's a penis.
Yeah.
It's a pickle.
It's a pickle.
A crude drawing of a pickle.
Yeah.
Yes.
It depends on how crude.
And John Tree is a dryad monk.
A dryad monk of the open hand technique.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hate how much I love all these characters.
Me too.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, so maybe quick introspection. First of all, Chris, did you enjoy playing your character? It's a good sidetrack.
I very much enjoyed it.
Even building them out, like, because we were all like, obviously we talked about it, we joked about it, like we were going through like all these different ideas for the Fae. Like this is my first true time playing in Fae stuff, and I was just like, I'm just excited for it's just texture and like starting right from the bar, like right off the top. I was just like, this is what I want. I want a walking tree bar. And I'm a fairy and my friends are a tree spirit and a gnome that live in the tree spirit's tree. It's just such a ridiculous... Thanks, Chris, for making fun game for us to play.
And I think I brought this concept to the three of you of potentially playing new characters, at least for this kind of side quest, because I almost wanted to introduce the Feywild to the listeners through the perspective of people who already know the Feywild quite well, so they can get the full immersion of it, at least right away, before we have Team Not the Time kind of...
confused as hell.
...jump in and have no clue what's going on, right?
It's like the perfect way to set any context. And you're contextualizing the entire world as well as, you know, bringing to speed like all the weird... trickiness of the Fae.
All the players involved, too.
Yeah, like, that's true. There were some recurring characters.
Jonas Standy off the top.
Oh my God.
The moment you described human and wearing all black, like aka Meridium armor. I was like, this motherfucker. And then you said two great swords. And I was like,
takes one off.
Yes.
Puts it beside the door as he enters inside.
I just love that. We're creating a world, guys.
It's so funny. I picture him like climbing the tree, is just sweating with these two great swords. Fuck this place. Fuck this place so much. I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
And he's just getting absolutely battered by us at the table.
And you know secretly he wanted to stay and rest.
Yeah.
But because the conversation was just so exhausting for him, he's like, it's going to be less exhausting to just travel back down right away.
I also love his desperation, technically. Like, I understand that this is our quest and this is our plot, but I do love the desperation of him being like, yeah, I heard there were scouts, and it's like these like crazy little we'll fucking do it. Like at the one table that we're like, as soon as he comes in, it's like, no, you're not looking for it's us. It's only us. We're your only option.
The gnome, the fairy, and the tree.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I guess you good luck. See you never. That's it.
I just can't imagine all of the things that he's dealt with through years of being like the liaison between the Hallow and the Feywild.
Exhausted. Yeah. I'll say that. Yeah.
I love that. I mean, it's the first time I've met him, right? And he's my Clue's uncle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just love that as a part of the character, because then when I go, like, he'll have all this historical context of like, you got to watch out for these Fey people. And Clue will be like, what do you mean? Everyone seems fine.
Yeah. Yeah, we got little snippets like in the main campaign of like, I remember Meldar explaining like, oh, Jonas Stund, he's been the diplomat for Hallow for many years. And then now you really know what Jonas
involved in being the diplomat.
A lot.
Yeah,
a lot. And then just going back to the character creation, I will say, like, I've played in the Fae a few times, but it was always like coming to the Fae, coming from like a grounded world
and then going into Fae
mm-hmm. versus us making characters that belong.
Yeah.
Very
and
different.
From the very beginning, you can just play with the fuckery of it.
Because all three of us were like, how can I make these characters the most like dynamic in personality and like quirky and like swarm keeper, like, 2 foot tall and little fucker. Yeah. Like, oh my God.
Like, we did a session zero.
Yeah, we did.
Specifically also to talk a little bit about what our relationship with each other.
Yeah.
And I love the idea that we're like specifically people that know our way around. Yeah. Like that, like we are scouts. We aren't. Because it is kind of like the idea of like, no, don't follow the fairies. Like, you're going to get lost in the Fae are just common threads of the Fae in general. And so the idea to be like, nah, we're the best at like navigating that weird shit is a little, it's just a really fun thing to play
and
with.
And also super helpful for the plot when we're not having to like get, being spoon fed context by Chris. It's like, you go there, you know where it is.
Crazy.
I think, and I feel like even though I don't know what the fuck's going on, me as Pickle like feels very confident in this world. And just playing, like, you know, skipping a little bit ahead, but like, you know, the meeting with Ken and just being like, we've seen this guy so many times.
Speaking of Ken, I wanted to ask, Chris, have you watched Critical Role Campaign 1?
I have not.
Okay.
Are we going to get sued?
No, but I will say, like, I thought you hadn't, and that's why it's just funny. But I can just say that they're, like, it's just so funny that that's where you went with Ken, because it's very similar to an entity of, like, Sun Tree vibe in
Critical Role. Well, the reason why I did that was because I know when Hartley came to me with the character that he wanted to do, and his name was John.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, okay, if it's another Dryad, it's going to have a similar kind of naming pattern, which is why the big treant was named Pat. The name of the bar, Rooftop, is like a play on words of like, it's a rooftop bar.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very simple.
But yeah, I just thought like, this guy's just a chill kind of dryad, but he's also acting as like
a doorway,
the gatekeeper for the summer court. Yeah.
Love that.
But yeah, because also like, even for you to recall your voice at the top of the episode, I was just like, it's like yoga teacher Hartley.
I didn't go that way.
No. But it's like, it's the idea of like, no, it's just the vibe.
As a little like heads up to all of our listeners, when right before we clicked record on all of the cameras and all of the mics and stuff like that, I was like, I can't remember what John's voice is going to be. I don't know. And Maggie's like, oh, you're doing something like slow. You're going to like, you change it like normal Hartley, but you change up the cadence and stuff like that. And then Maggie, like you just said, was, what did you say?
Yoga teacher. Yoga
teacher Hartley. And I was like, yes, 100% yoga teacher Hartley.
Yeah, perfect.
Fucking 30 seconds into the episode, I am so different than anything I imagined.
Oh, imagine taking a yoga class led by John Tree.
What?
It would take 4 days.
Just, oh my God. And I love what it became.
I think so. And I think like, it's like, we had a session zero, but we were like still like, we were coming up with other like ideas. And I had a character that was like a Herengon, which is like a rabbit folk. And he talked like this the whole time.
Yeah.
We obviously decided on Pickle. Pickle's great.
The way to be.
But you know, you can't like, until the mic starts rolling and we move on to episode one,
Because I think you were trying to be a little bit more of a fucker.
Yeah, and I toned him in a little. I toned him down a little bit, but
you
like
toned
it,
him down,
and it just like
in a better way.
In
I
a better
think.
Way, I think so too, because I didn't want to be like super crazy.
And I'm sorry you had to do that. I have a feeling you had to do it a little bit because I was so wily.
No apologies. I think it because just, it fit right in. It fits right in with because
it was interesting when we were in our session zero. Mm-hmm. We were kind of talking about you guys being very crazy, and then I was going to be the straight man.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do that.
No.
I ended up being the insane one, and both of you were the straight men going like,
I love
oh my
that.
God.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. Like, I think we said it like when like Chris was rolling or something, but you were like, I love that it's us leading. leading John Tree versus it's, him leading us.
Yeah.
It's so funny hearing the voice of Pickle being the voice of reason. It's like,
John, we've been over this.
Yeah.
So many times, John.
Yeah.
So many times.
Well, it was funny because when you first introduced like the idea of Pickle,
yeah,
it was very like, this is just Mike on the most cocaine.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
you were like yeah. high strung. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like in it, I was just like, this is a lot. Like this yeah. is also a lot of energy to keep yeah. up.
Yeah. For like hours.
I love where Pickle ended up.
I think so
I love
too.
Him so
I think
much.
He fell into yeah. a good little spot.
Frankly, I love that he's exhausted.
All three of our characters. I mean, I think it shows a lot of growth and kudos to all of you, not Chris, excluding Chris.
No, come on.
Listen, ignore Chris.
Don't leave.
Listen to me.
Don't leave Chris.
Chris, get out for a second while I compliment everybody
opposite
else.
Opposite of that.
It shows a lot of growth from episode one to episode one of this little like
little
two
mini,
shot.
Mini chapter, yeah.
The comfortability we are, one, in front of cameras and mics, but two, starting a new character is crazy.
Yeah, of course.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Like, immediately fell into it, and like, we had a couple pauses and stuff like that that as an audience you won't hear because we'll have cut them out of like, all of us just, you know, 5 minutes in going like, oh, this feels natural. This feels good. Like, we're all falling into like the comedic timing of it all, the characters of it all pretty naturally.
Well, that was the
this
important
is
part.
Growth.
Because we wanted to make sure that like it felt like you guys had known each other for a long time. Like it wasn't like when Clue, Minx, and Dylan met each other where it's like you guys are complete strangers and you have to grow to learn to like each other.
We needed to have that right away.
You guys needed to, well, you are a scouting party and have been like that for a number of years. So like you have to have that camaraderie already. And I think you guys really nailed that. I thought it was great.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun to fall into that and sort of like see that get ironed out within like the first couple of minutes. We find the things that work, your delayed responses, that works. Let's keep building off of that.
It,
really fun.
It makes it easy as well when you have someone else to just gang up on, like Jonas Standy, where it's like, you just like, okay, let's just dog
pile. Closet.
Fuck you, man.
I think it's actually, I'm just thinking about it now. I think this episode, almost more than any other, Chris had to play the fewest number of NPCs.
It's true.
You had to play Jonas Standy, the bartender,
Hallett,
who fucking
is the sister
I
of
hate
Diesel.
You. I
so
hate you.
Good.
It's so good.
I wrote it down and I was like, odd name. Just like writing
for the
it.
Fae, yeah.
Yeah.
Hallett Diesel.
Okay.
I thought it worked so well that Easel as like a staff member of like the Wandering Wonder and his sister Palette, who is the bartender of a moving tree.
Yeah.
Like they're both very adventurous type people where they're constantly on the move. So I thought like this eccentric kind of family like, would show up somewhere.
If we need a paintbrush, I'll lose it.
Yeah.
His name's Stroke.
Stroke.
Yeah. That was really cool.
And then Ken.
And then Ken.
And then the Darklings, of course.
Of course.
Darklings, and I guess so maybe four, but like relatively efficient episode.
It was really cool playing as like a really good rogue. Like Pickle is sick.
Yeah, Pickle like, knows how to fucking rogue it up.
Oh no, I was just gonna give you a shout out because like also like at the beginning of this episode, like Mike was like, guys, I don't use spells, I don't do things. And it was just you did great.
Yeah,
like,
this is my first time using spells.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious, and I'm sorry for the folks that play D&D all the time and know how they work. It's a learning curve, but boy was that fun. And then like just like doing that like solo recon thing with like stealing the papers and
that was awesome.
With your mage hand just grabbing
we haven't managed
how
that
I
before
did all of that for not being able to read it, and
I know
you guys fucking fail all the checks and I'm like, god damn it. And then we have ultimately go in and fight them.
Just walk in. Oh my god, it was very, I think even our decisions were very fae-ish. Very like, you know,
we didn't question as much as we do in the right, like I feel like we weren't as careful,
which is kind of cool
because it's like a one shot essentially. Like it's very much just, like it's how we're playing it the way that like I do home one shots in the same way where it's like, No. Bring a fucked up, weird, broken character. Let's do this. Like, let's go for it. And it's tight. Not like we're not as broken, but like I do like the idea that it's like we just get to kind of play with this for a bit and just tell story
it's so much fun.
So we have a favor from Titania.
Yeah, well, another recurring character from the main campaign as well, by name, of course. We haven't met her yet, but
so we're doing this for it's a big favor.
Yeah,
a lot of success potentially if we get this done. Maybe Pickle will just find a new tree.
Okay,
get adopted.
Well, but anyway, that plus loving that we that plus like going into the mines. We're doing that.
The mines.
That's the next thing. We're trying to find an item. We don't know what it is.
Yeah. A thing.
Which classic Chris being like, you have to get the information, but I won't tell you what it is.
You'll know it when you see it.
I'm seeing patterns, Chris. I'm learning.
Yes, the lack of information.
Speaking of Chris, just to take another moment to appreciate the... first of all, your description off the top was very good.
Mm. Yes.
But then the way that you described the Fae was... It just threw me into it. Like, I fully knew, like, it was just so Fae-ish. And everybody has their own different takes on the Fae and, like, and what things they take from, you know, natural D&D lore and what things they create on their own.
Yeah.
And it was just awesome. It was like I was there. I could see it. Your descriptive words were...
That was great. Yeah, you did a fantastic job building
that world. I really wanted the Fae to feel very, like, fluid and easygoing. Yeah. And I think, like, establishing, like, there's no roads, but like if you go in a certain direction, a road will appear in front of you. Like there's no currency. You get things done by exchanging favors and debts and all that kind of stuff. It's very different from like Hallow. And at the same time, it's very different compared to other variations of the Fae. For example, like the Equinox.
Yeah.
That is my own homebrew creation, which we will learn more about later on as well.
It's so cool.
Yeah. This like kind of clash between light and dark where it just feels like static electricity of like these two like factions just meeting in the middle, and it just produces
and
this.
You haven't even gotten to kind of like what happens twice a year in the Equinox.
No, we have not. No.
Will we get to next session?
Maybe not next, but maybe not the next ones when we get back to our original characters.
Chris has told us things you don't know.
Yeah.
We can't make
which
audience.
Is rare. Chris doesn't tell us shit.
Yeah, Chris tells us fuck all.
Listen, I think it's a sign that like if I'm telling you stuff, I have other stuff that I haven't told you. Yeah,
of course he does.
We were also reflecting on that at the top before even playing this, where we were just like, man, isn't it crazy that like Minx has a voice that's still talking to her and we didn't look at that at all yet? Like, we don't know what's happening.
So much.
And then like Dylan has shackles and Clue is just going through it.
Mind wiped.
That was such a surprise.
Yeah. Like,
I just, you know what? It really feels like, it really feels like we are going to very effortlessly get to 100 episodes, which Chris has said, and people can say like, oh, you know, it's like it's going to be a long running campaign. Chris has so much left in the woodwork.
Yeah.
Like, holy.
And we don't investigate any of it. We go, man.
We haven't been given. He'll give us the opportunity.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway.
Well, you do, except you all roll like terrible
dog shit.
Check. Terrible.
Yeah, man. I will say it's fucking sick being in the Fae and having any form of intelligence or wisdom in our characters as a group, even.
When we get there as Clumix and Dylan is going to be a very different experience.
I was just by default less anxious coming into this because I was like, man, we got skills now. Like, that's crazy
because we're the same level as them, but I think we're a little bit all like
we're better.
we're better all around.
We're all technically
I optimized my character
better,
this time thanks to you guys.
This time
I put more points into constitution.
Woo!
Thanks to you guys, because I also did fail doing that originally. And you guys were like, no, don't make the same mistake.
Right before we started recording, he had 27 HP, and we're like, we're gonna change around your ability scores so that you're actually kind of okay the way you should
be. Best thing is it went up to 45 and I don't really know what I lost. I looked at it and I was just like, I don't see anything different. I'm still great at everything that I was gonna do.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah. What were those points going?
You gotta start with D&D. You gotta understand dump stats.
Very good.
Yeah.
But anyways, I think we'll end the last call here. Yeah, we may have already mentioned this, but we only have one more episode with these three characters. So
A quick little experience.
Yeah. Hopefully we get to see some Pickle Dylan action maybe further down the line.
What the fuck do you mean by that? Hold the phone. Stop
no,
it.
No, I meant like the
You're
fact
doing
that,
like, this.
I wanted our characters to meet.
Oh yeah, you want to do that? You want to do pickle
Hell
talking
yeah.
to Dylan?
Oh my god, that'd be awesome.
I would rather die than do clue talking to John.
Very good.
Clue's gonna murder.
Hey,
John.
What's your deal?
Clue would get so fed up with John
yeah.
like that.
Oh, yeah, instantly. They're not friends.
No.
Instantly.
But thank you so much for listening to this last call. Once again, joined by Chris, Mike, Hartley, and Maggie. We'll see you next time on Trouble at the Tavern.
Yes, and one last thing, sorry to interject, just a little shout out and a thank you to both Dakota and Reed for supplying all of the film equipment here to allow us to film these sessions and make some fun little reels. So thank you guys. And yeah,
amazing. Take it away with the slow fade jazz.
Yeah.
Jazz.